More clients, educational classes, price increases. These are all the things we used to think could make us successful beauty bosses. Hey there, my name is Teresa Young, and I'm obsessed with helping beauty professionals discover modern ways to make more money and work less hours by opening up your world to modern, innovative ways to create passive incomes using your very own expertise and talents. It's time to change the way we look at making money and discover how owning digital assets and creating passive incomes that make you money while you sleep are the new modern way to elevate your business and create the business you are so deserving of. You guys with me? Come on then. Let's create a life you love while having a little extra time for yourself. Here we go. Welcome to the Elevate Your Beauty Biz podcast. We're so excited that you're here today to join us. Today, I have Gretchen Maurer, and she is absolutely amazing. I'm going to share with you guys a little bit about what she's done in her career to transition more into an online digital course type program and where it's taken her in her business. Gretchen, you can say hi.
Hi.
I'm going to go over Gretchen. Sent me her bio, and it's absolutely amazing. I want to share it with you guys. Gretchen, back in the day, was one of the very first .com websites, 1998 to be exact. Gretchen revolutionized the wedding hair sector by creating weddinghair.com. For a decade, Gretchen sold thousands of step-by-step hairstyling kits to stylists and brides around the world. With 10,000 unique visitors a day, back when people did not even own, let's talk about that. Back when people did not even own home printers or digital cameras, Gretchen was providing digital assets. Her website was awarded the number one beauty website by Brides Magazine in 2002. A salon owner at 29, teaching updos along the East Coast and doing platform for Paul John Jolie. She saw a huge need and sought to write the very first wedding-focused business book for the salon industry. Milady Publishing picked it up, and The Business Bridal Beauty came out in 1996. She was also one of the early stylists to have bridal hairstyling CDs for sale at behindthechair.com. Today, she has shifted into digital courses, and she absolutely loves it. A stylist since 1980, she has seen trends come and go and strives to remain current. Course creation forces you guys to do so and in turn grows you as a person and a professional. Well, Gretchen, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited that you took time out of your busy schedule to join us and kind of share, you know, your story with everyone. Gretchen, tell us a little bit about your experience in the cosmetology industry.
It didn't start out going in that direction because my mother wanted me to go to college and I did for a year, and I really was an artist. And so when I got in, I was already married. Even though I was only 19, I was married, and I'm like, all right, quit college, got married, gotta get through school, like get in and learn everything and get out. So I was always kind of driven to learn. So I mean, even from the beginning, right? We were talking before about how our body can fall apart. And I'm like, I better teach myself how to blow dry with my left hand and my right hand because I don't want to wear out one hand. And so I would switch hands and I would time myself. How fast can I tease and do a comb out? Like, I was always like competing with myself. And high school, I was an athlete. So I was an individual athlete. So there's that little bit of self-competition that you kind of need to have to push yourself to move forward. And then anytime a competition came up, I would enter it. Anytime a beauty show came up, I would always meet whoever was speaking. I would go to the beauty shows and I would look at all the trainings and I would schedule my whole IBS weekend. And I would go from classroom to classroom to classroom while everyone else in the salon was in the show for 2 hours, and then they left IBS and went into New York to shop and have fun. I sat my butt down class after class after class and learned so much, because back in the 90s, there wasn't professionals like you, Teresa, in the industry. They would bring in people from corporate who would teach people reading skills, who would teach image, who would teach like Zig Ziglar and things like that. So now that the industry is kind of caught up, you know, we're producing our own. So I'm glad to see what, you know, what you're bringing to the table. But yeah, just tried to do platform, tried passionate, wrote a book. I started to write a book, and then Paul DeGrigley, who I was working with, they were asking him to write a book. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, can I sit in on the meeting? And so he was meeting with my lady. And so when they were done trying to pitch him, I'm like, I've got a book started, it's bridal. She says, oh, we just lost our bridal writer. Why don't you send me the first three chapters? And so I got acquisition to write the book. And that really was before I didn't even know how to use a software for writing online, you know, so how to learn that. And then I injured my knee, and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be able to stand behind the chair forever. I love to teach, and I was doing teaching in person, but you can only, you know, meet and reach so many people. So I just kept moving forward with what I loved. And what happened was the entire world around me shifted. So I'm moving forward teaching hair. I'm moving forward teaching hair, but one time it's platform, another time it's classroom, another time it's online, another time it's on paper and pictures, and now it's online.
Right. Yeah, I just had something really profound. I want to back up just for a second. You said when you went to hair shows or beauty shows that you would schedule out time to go class to class, and you would write information down, and everybody else was going and taking it in and leaving and going shopping. I love actually that you said that, because what you really were saying was that so many hairstylists, we're artists. We don't love school. We didn't love education. We don't love writing things down. We don't love teaching things. That's not in our brain. We're artists. So you're very rare in the industry. But that's one reason why I did Beauty Course Creations, right? So that I can help those that don't have that type of brain, that type of learning, with an all-inclusive style platform. Kind of like I get to be the teacher's brain with the digital platform, right? And help everybody learn. But that is very true. So have you come across that a lot too in the industry?
Yes. People get overwhelmed. You know, also my husband and I own a mental health practice, and I'm a certified coach, and I'm a clarity coach. So like helping people find clarity. Most hairdressers and are feelers, and they're artists, and they're high emotion. You know, I'm like 3% of the people of the entire population that have particular characteristics to my personality. So to have someone like you that can pick up that ball, or even myself as a coach, to help people get out of that emotional headspace, get out of that overwhelm. And they all are sitting home knowing they have way more to give than they're giving. Everyone knows. There's no reason why they aren't producing more. And the only way is to what? Stand behind a chair more and do more people? No, we can't. It kills our body. We kill ourselves. I collapsed. I can't even tell you how many times physically, working 2 12-hour days, 3 or 4 long foils, perms, like, trying to make it, and literally had a breakdown, and I had to close my salon and literally take 2 years off to figure out what I want to do and who I want to be. And if we can help people not have to get that burnout, that would be great.
Exactly. So kind of was that the transition for you when you decided to start adding digital courses to your business?
What happened was I took off a decade. So my husband and I, in 2005, I was very busy. I was doing on-location weddings in New York because I lived in Connecticut. And then I was breaking into Boston and Rhode Island at the mansions in Newport. And I knew I wanted to work with these high-end wedding planners. And I was networking. And I finally got like my dream wedding. It was a 2-day wedding. I was in Newport, Rhode Island, one wedding on one day. And then they had an Indian ceremony on the next day. I'm like, $2,000. You know, all expenses paid, meals, budgets, hotel, all that. I'm like, I made it, you know? And then my husband had graduated from school. He shifted careers in his late 30s. And there was an opportunity for him to be a residential counselor on a farm in New Hampshire. Ah! And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so ready to go. So, you know, we took off and never looked back. So he left his six-figure job. I left my career, and we became missionaries for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And so for our 40s, that's what we did. And so that was where I got to learn with resistance, people with trauma, people with mindsets that were limited. And so now I added that piece. And when we came out, I said, all right, I can't work behind the chair. Like, I'm seriously ADD and a little dyslexic. So, like, I can't even work in a grocery store on a cashier. Like, not that I would want to work for minimum wage anyways. But so I said to my husband, I said, I am going back online. It was 2017. I said, I'm going back online. I didn't make the money I should have made at weddinghair.com. The website got stolen from me. But then in 2008, everything crashed anyways online, so it really didn't matter. But it was devastating. So I'm going back online. I got to figure this out. And so I spent, like, I got to figure out who my people are, where are they hanging out, who are the new artists that I haven't been paying any attention to. We hardly had any internet connection for 10 years. We didn't even have television. So I dove in from 2017 to in. So in 2018, I think I started my Updo group. And I knew the beauty of hiring coaches. You don't know what you don't know. And if you're going to invest, you have to invest in yourself. You have to move forward. The first coaching course I bought was a Pinterest course. And then I bought another course and then another course. And then I hired a woman who said, I didn't, because I had the bridal side of things too. I wrote a book for the wedding industry. And I'm like, well, I do hair and I write for the brides and I do this. And she's like, Gretchen, you don't see how your clarity coaching, your wedding stuff, and your hair career could all funnel into one. And so she helped me with that. And just keep on moving forward. You know, I'm 59. There's no reason to ever think you can't do something.
And I love that you said at that point when you wanted to come back, you didn't walk away from your career in this industry because you knew that you had too much knowledge in your brain to walk away.
Yes.
Right. And I feel like in our industry, that happens so often. I've heard that story over and over and over from maybe moms that have taken time away from the industry and they want to come back, but they don't know how to build a clientele, or maybe they don't want to be behind the chair. They want to be able to have like a business they can work from their home, and they go and do network marketing or something totally outside of our industry. Yet there's things they can do inside the industry with digital courses.
Yes.
Take that knowledge from their head and generate revenue and still work within the industry that we all love so much and not leave it. It just breaks my heart every time I hear that story. Oh, well, I used to be a esthetician, or I used to be a barber. You know, it's like, well, you still can. And even for people now, like people are actively working, and with this, you know, transition in the economy, maybe they're not getting clients coming in and they're looking at other jobs in other industries. And that makes me sad too, because we're artists and we're great at what we do. And when we love what we do, that's what we do best. And when we're not doing it, we just don't feel good about ourselves. And when we don't feel good about ourselves and our jobs, it starts to affect our mental health, which affects our family and our, you know, physical health and all of those things too. So I love that you share a little bit about your background, about how you got into technology. Because I know for a lot of hairstylists, we're artists, we don't know anything about technology. I didn't know anything about technology 6 years, but I had a breakdown like you, and I knew I had to make a transition. So for me, it was the same as you. Like, I started to invest in myself and said, I'm going to figure this out. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And so I figured it out, and I thought, man, I have all this knowledge. I'm going to share it with all of you guys too and help you out, because there are so many people that were stuck just like I was. But yeah, talk a little bit about, you were kind of lucky because you had a little bit of this in your family.
Yes. Yes. My dad worked for the phone company in the 70s, 60s and 70s. And that was right when people were learning how to code and stuff like that. So he took that job to learn how to be a programmer. And so we all were on PCs in the early 80s. My kids are 36 and 34, whatever, 34, I think, my two girls. And anyways, we were all on PCs in the 80s. And my brother was a Photoshop artist. So like, he grew up with Photoshop. So he learned all that stuff on the computer. And then I went in the hair direction and photography. And so when I started to network with photographers, I would watch how they modeled pose the models. I would ask, he would let me look through the lens. He would say, see how her foot is, and then here's her hairdo, and here's the gown, poofy, and it creates this beautiful circle. And so, like, and being curious is naturally in me, saying yes to everything. And then, you know, what you don't know, you can learn. So with the technology now, it's really kind of easy. The phones just do everything. Like, and the lighting is auto-adjusting. And so really, there's no excuse for people not to jump in.
But I still feel like people just still don't know how to access it. They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to get a hold of people like you or myself and have those conversations like, hey, I want to, you know, transition my business, but I don't know how. And it's just, I think taking that first step and reaching out and talking to people and investing yourself and getting the knowledge, because it is all out there, definitely.
It's important, like every coach, I mean, if I can say this to the listeners, we're not out to get your money. There is a level of absolute drive and passion behind our core that we want to share what we know. And too many of us are even willing to almost work for free. We really truly want to see other people succeed. That's in our DNA in a sense. Like, why would I give up a career and work for 10 years in recovery if I didn't truly care for people to get better? And so when a coach says, I'll give you a free session, they genuinely care. They want to help you. They want to help you help yourself. And if it means to be enrolled and to sign up, that's fine too. But you have the power to try different, like try this person's 1 hour free coaching, try this person's 1 hour, and you're going to click with someone, just like with our clients, who's listening to you, who's willing to listen to your story, who brings out the best in you, and they're not selling to you. It's free. Conversation is free.
Yep, absolutely. Most definitely. I wanted to ask you really quickly too about, okay, so I talk a lot about this to beauty professionals, and sometimes it just goes right over their head, I think. But when we work in the salon, we have an earned income, right? Mm-hmm. And a digital course creates a passive income. So I like to say in my marketing message, a lot of you guys hear it all the time, create a course so you can make money while you sleep. So what's your definition? Describe that. Like, how has that changed your life?
I mean, when I open up my email and I see payouts in my PayPal account, and that's what I said even back when I had weddinghair.com, I had a handful of favorite hairstyles for $19.95. I must have sold thousands of them. I did it once. I photographed it and made the kit once and sold it over and over and over again. And it's the same with my husband being a therapist. It's like, you can only see so many people in a day. You can only listen to so many horrific stories and marriages. And, you know, so we're working on courses for him as well. And people really don't know, like, because I started in the 90s, which is even late, some of the other gurus started earlier, it's still a baby infancy. And for the hairdressers, it's definitely a baby industry time. Like, so jump in it now, because once people get this, it's going to be like Walmart and Target again. Like, if you don't get in now and stand out now, and you wait in another 5 or 10 years, it'll be harder to break through.
And statistics have proven that it's going to go up to $25 billion or something crazy in 3 years.
Yes. Like, yes. And with COVID, that just
moving. COVID.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what the statistics are going to be now, because there's going to be people that are never going to want to come back in the salons. They're going to want online training from you, you know, teaching them how to do their hair at home or do their at-home colors or root touch-ups. So they're not going to. Yeah. So it's definitely a good way. So what does that feel like when you get that passive income coming in and you didn't have to listen to the horrific stories and stand on your feet for hours and to earn it?
Yeah, I want to make another course. You know,
I love it. Right, how many courses do you currently have?
Well, I have a big course. My big course is the Updo System Champion course, and that's a high ticket. And I actually work with people because I really want them to get the system. But then on some other platforms, I have, I don't know, like 20 mini courses that are like $9.99, you know? And so sometimes they're, and I like flower girl hairstyles and teenager hairstyles and vintage hairstyles. So they're niched down. They're not broad and random, so that people can find them.
And where do you have those courses hosted at?
I have some on Udemy. I was doing Skillshare, but they, because of COVID, they're blocking all beauty courses, which I think is ridiculous. Because heaven forbid I teach a course that doesn't match COVID law. Like, it's bridal hair. I'm not teaching them how to color. I don't know. They won't allow any more beauty courses.
Put your
crazy.
Your hair in a ponytail. Under your ears, securely fasten it around your nose and press under the chin.
Yeah, and Thinkific, and then I get emails every week for all these other academies that are opening up, and they want my courses.
Wow, that's really great. That's amazing. I love what you're doing. Absolutely love what you're doing. So what would your best advice be if you were to talk with a beauty professional that was interested in doing something like this, but didn't feel that they were very tech savvy and, you know, maybe they were having a little bit of anxiety about going into it? What would be your best advice for them?
Well, I would definitely connect with someone like you and look in the industry, maybe Google like beauty courses and find out who these people are. Do some homework, do some searching, do some Google, you know, reach out to me, reach out to anybody who's authored a course. They're really normal people. They'll teach you and tell you how they got started and who, but you definitely need help. You know, you need to figure out your message. You need to figure out your point of view. Like for me with my backdrop, I see all the Instagram shoots that are pale pink and gold and white and bridally and all that. And I love prom kids, and I didn't want to tunnel myself into bridal. So I didn't purposely have a wedding bridally look to my thing. I'm actually going after Gen Z. Like, I'm still in it for the long game. So there's Gen Z hairdressers out there. They're who I want. They're tech savvy. They're going to jump online. They're going to be so bored with boho, blah, blah, blah. So I'm setting myself up for like the next decade by just, you know, showing up now and trying to have a really fresh, bright kind of feel, at least in my head.
Oh, it's amazing, because that's another thing. I feel like people place fears in their own mind, right? You do mindset coaching. And a lot of times as beauty professionals, we don't choose to create courses because we think the market is oversaturated. I had a girl reach out to me the other day, and she said, oh, I would love to teach, you know, eyelash extensions, but it's really saturated, so I think I'll do brows. And I was like, no, because you're not there. It may be saturated in your mind, but they want to be coming to you. So being able to get, you know, your ideal branding and find your ideal clients through your messaging, your colors, your, you know, your influence, that, I mean, there's a million people that could do bridal courses. So just because Gretchen has dominated in the bridal course, you know, educational section, it doesn't mean that we can't have more. We do still need the people that do gold and pink, because there's people that are never going to want to change into what Gretchen wants them to change into. But then there's people that want to be ahead of the game, and they want to be where Gretchen is. So don't ever let anything, you know, cloud your vision. If you have the drive and the will, and you've ever thought about, you know, taking some of your expertise and turning them into a course, there's room for you. And right now is
absolutely
okay. Right now is the time.
Absolutely. I remember when I first came back online, and I looked up Facebook updo groups, and I found Lisa Enos, the Easy Updo. I'm like, oh great, she's already doing it, and I'm not going to do it. 6 months went by, and then I hired a coach, and I learned what you just said. There's room for everybody, because you have your niche. There's some people that just do boho, or just do, like, one girl, she's really good with Indian hair, and just do competition hair, or just do vintage hair. Like, there's plenty of room.
Yeah, most definitely. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, well, Gretchen and I joined together today because we do know that our industry needs help in this area. And I feel, and I know she feels the same as well, is that we're here to help you guys. Definitely reach out to us. Feel free to message us on any of our social media platforms. You can contact us. I have a calendar link. Gretchen, how can people contact you if they wanted to ask you a few questions?
Updosystem.com. Okay. We'll go right to my main page. And then Gretchen E. Maurer, somebody has another Gretchen Maurer on there. I don't know who they are, but Gretchen Gretchen E. Maurer, I think is what I did my middle name on Facebook. But if you type in updosystem.com, I will show up like everywhere. And so just message me, really. Just message me, email me. My phone number is on my Updo System, Updo and Hairstyle Education page, Updo and Hairstyle Education group, at Gretchen Maurer on Instagram, Gretchen Maurer on LinkedIn. So yeah, I'm there. I have a weird name, so.
If somebody was interested in your flagship training program, how could they contact you to join that?
So right now, updosystem.com is the landing page, and there's a button for the wait list. So I'm only releasing the course 4 times a year. That gives me 3 months to work with anybody who's in it. And that right there just proves I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the teaching, because I really want people to have more freedom from their anxiety over updos. They make a big deal out of it. They make a big deal out of the photo. And the biggest component, I think, that I have that's different is I have a mindset component. I understand how to read people, that when the bride brings the photo in, she's not seeing the same photo that you're seeing. There's so many things that need to be discussed about the photo. And then also, if you could just really learn that doing the photo is not like gold star good girl. No, don't do the photo, because the hairdresser down the street can do the photo and the other hairdresser around the corner could do the photo. I teach you how to take inspiration and give them an experience. So it's experiential marketing. If anyone doesn't know what that is, you've got to know what experiential marketing is, because your guest has to have an experience in. It's not about the hairstyle. It's not about a cappuccino machine. You have to learn how to have empathy for her and connect with her, and then she's going to keep coming back and send you all her friends. So it's a whole nother kind of world that the industry is just kind of waking up to. Some people are intuitive and do it naturally, and then others just get sidetracked in, like, I did the photo, why didn't she like it? Because you missed her on 70 other different levels, you know? And that's what I teach you, is how not to miss your person, miss your guest.
So who would the ideal person be that would want to take your course?
Somebody who wants 100% doing special event. 100% special. If you want to work yourself out of a salon job and 100% freelance, then that's what you need. You need to how to do the business part, the marketing part, how to find out what your branding is, and who your bride is. There's one young girl in my group who was my first interview, and she just totally rebranded herself and called herself Mermaid Bridal Hair or something like that. So right there, her title tells you she's totally boho, she's totally chill, she's totally laid back, and the brides are going to find her who want what her thing is. And so when you know who you are and what you want, then you can move forward and create your own. How exciting that you don't have to go and spend thousands on a storefront and thousands on remodeling your salon. You just get a free Facebook page, create a business page, and your business is in your phone, people. You do not know the money I put out for magazine ads. $2,000 for one magazine ad back in the day. One magazine ad, rent, advertising, like your phone and a Facebook page and an Instagram account, you have a career.
You do. I know how to access it, but learn from my mistake and Gretchen's mistakes, because we're here to help you guys so you don't have to make those same mistakes, and we can definitely simplify what you guys are trying to, you know, do, because I think Gretchen and I are definitely not in it for the profits. We're in it for the passion, because we know how much money we've spent, how much time we've dedicated to do this, how many sleepless nights we've had trying to figure it out.
Oh.
come to a point where we're like, hey, let's share it with you. I mean, in our world, I feel like the beauty industry, there's a lot of competition between who can do better hair and better skin and better nails and better makeup. But when it comes to creating digital assets, we all come together. We all share ideas. There's no competition. We try to figure out what's working for you, what's not working for you. And we're family. Like, really, I didn't know Gretchen previously before this. I reached out to her. I saw she had a course and I said, hey, let's collab. Let's get together. Let's talk. So I definitely know she has a heart of passion as well. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to Gretchen and I. We could probably talk for hours, but we'd love to talk with you guys one-on-one if you want to. And Gretchen, do you have any last words of advice?
Just take action. You know, dream. We teach meditation. We teach mindfulness in our counseling practice. And our brain's always going, and we need to really, truly slow down. And you can have anything you want, but you got to slow down enough to dream it. And once you can dream it, then you can create it. So reach out, think about what you want, and you actually can make it happen.
I completely agree. Great advice, Gretchen. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Elevate Your Beauty Biz podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would like, comment, and subscribe, and leave a comment below how Elevate Your Beauty Biz has brought value to your life. Let's stay connected. Follow me on Instagram at Teresa L. Young or Beauty Course Creations so I can keep you up to date with what's new and upcoming. Remember, guys, like, comment, and subscribe, and I'll see you at the top.